In the name of the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Faith is the strength of life. If a man lives, he believes in something. If he did not believe that one must live for something, he would not live. If he does not see and recognize the illusory nature of the finite, he believes in the finite. If he understands the illusory nature of the finite, he must believe in the infinite. Without faith, he cannot live. These aren't the words of a great theologian or preacher. They weren't spoken by one of the early apostles or written by Thomas Aquinas or Martin Luther or St. Augustine. No, these are the words of the Russian author Leo Tolstoy, who included them in his book, A Confession, written in 1882 when he was 54 years old. In this confession, Tolstoy talks about his own struggle and journey with faith, of how he had it, and then lost it, and then rediscovered it. He discusses how his early faith was misdirected, how, as he said, his only real faith was a belief in perfecting himself. He even shares conversations he had with others on the topic of faith, conversations with those whose faith fell away in a way that was like the push of a finger on a wall that was ready to fall by its own weight. Tolstoy wrote quite beautifully about the conviction and hope that are found at the heart of this morning's reading from Hebrews. He's touched on how his faith was at work and even at some points absent in his life. And as Tolstoy's life demonstrated, faith is not a particular moment in time that we reach, but a journey that is ongoing. So allow me to pause here and give a bit of background on this letter to the Hebrews. First, based on a variety of clues found throughout the text, the consensus of most scholars that it was written between the 60s and 80s, roughly 30 to 50 years after the death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus. And it was written by an unknown author. It was long accepted that Paul was the writer, but in recent years, and as a result of recent scholarship, it's been determined that the exact writer of this beautiful letter is someone unknown to us. Hebrews is written in a style that's far different from the letters that Paul did write. It's missing common expressions that appear in his other letters, such as the phrase Christ Jesus. And there are no references to the resurrection, something that is a recurring theme in his other letters. And additionally, we're not even sure who the letter was written to. The best guess we have is that it was sent to the community of believers in either Rome or Jerusalem, and the latter being the most reasonable guess at this point is that it was to the Jewish community in Rome. All we do know, based on a phrase later in the letter, is that it includes greetings from those from Italy. But at the end of the day, though, what is most important is not by whom it was written or to whom it was written, but that it was written at all. What is most important for us is that we have a definitive statement of what faith is, the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And if simply putting it out there was not enough, not just simply saying that this is what faith is, the writer goes on to give concrete examples from the life of one of their patriarchs of faith being rewarded. Examples that would have been very relevant and very personal to the listener of that day. They heard about the faith of Abraham demonstrated through giving up his home and his profession and his security of a stable life, and willingly journeying off to an unknown land with his family simply because God asked him. We hear of Abraham and Sarah being rewarded with a child despite age and physical difficulties, and who were able to go through their own periods of doubt and disbelief because of their faith in God's promise to them. God's promise to them, and God's continuing promise to us. It's a promise echoed in the words of Jesus in the final chapter of Matthew's gospel, "I am with you always to the end of the age." But despite knowing that God is always with us, faith can often be a difficult thing to wrap our arms around. It can certainly feel difficult to maintain faith when everything around us seems to be off track, an illness that won't end, an unexpected death of a friend or family member, a job that is unbearable, or a job that has been lost, chaos in our lives and turmoil in the world around us. But it's in those very moments of feeling weak that faith can provide our greatest strength. Faith in God is what keeps our people going in the face of life's challenges. It's in those moments that we remember there are no conditions to what we heard in Matthew. I am with you always. Many years ago, long before seminary was even on my radar, I used to explain my own struggles with faith using the analogy of a chair. Now, while I knew a chair was designed to hold someone, I couldn't believe it until I actually saw someone walk up and sit down. It wasn't enough at that point in my life to simply know and believe. I had to have proof. At that time, I sounded very much like the Apostle Thomas, who wouldn't believe that Jesus had been risen from the dead until he saw for himself Jesus standing before him and could touch with his own hands the wounds. For Thomas, too, it wasn't enough to hear what his fellow followers told them they had seen with their own eyes. He needed proof. Like me and my chair, Thomas had heard Jesus was risen, but he needed to see it for himself. At that point in my journey, I essentially possessed hope without assurance. I may have had conviction, but I wasn't convinced. But all of that changed. Through all of my struggles against God, and after going through a tunnel and coming out into the brightness at the other end, there was a shift. No longer was I clinging to the old adage that seeing is believing. When it came to the concept of faith, I had grown into a new adage: believing is not necessarily seeing. As I learned, and as many others have experienced in their own journeys, faith is not present because of proof. Faith is present despite proof. And at the center of faith is a continual feeling of hope. Hope that the doctors will find a cure. Hope that in our moments of grief, we will be sustained by the memories and love of the people we have lost. Hope that the job will improve, or that we'll get a new one. Hope that those moments of chaos in our lives and turmoil in the world around us will be relieved by people dedicated to the care of their brothers and sisters in creation. Faith, the conviction of things not seen. Faith, the result of God's promise to us. Faith, the light that lightens the path in the moments when things seem darkest. Faith, our hope for tomorrow. Faith is always linked to hope. Faith is looking at God and trusting Him for everything, while hope is looking at the future and trusting God for it. May our faith always be strengthened. May our faith always illuminate the paths that we are walking. And may our faith be a reminder of God's love and unwavering faithfulness to us in every step of our journey. Amen.